Hello, welcome to another podcast of Master Investor. Glad to be here again on another valuable talk of money, business, and investing. My name is Jose, I'm the founder of the company and brand here, Master Investor. If you're new to our community, make sure to subscribe and follow us on all other social media platforms. Click the link in the description so that you know how to get to our digital courses, and maybe you'd like to have access to our newsletter in case you like to read the articles that we're publishing every single day, which contains high quality financial education. Our mission here at Master Investors is to elevate the financial well-being of humanity through high quality financial education. Made simple, we look at opportunities to build passive income and true wealth. Knowledge is the new money, and the only way we can have that is by actually applying the data that we are learning. So we want to be true leaders, wealth entrepreneurs, and inside investors. That's what we're building here inside of our community, to create freedom for ourselves, to have control over our asset column and the cash flow, and make decisions when it comes to building our businesses. We have been speaking about building the asset column with our companies and assets that we control. Instead of us giving our money away to anybody to invest it for us, we're not going to do that, because that's called passive investing. That is, it's a passive investor. Okay, and that is someone that doesn't have education financially. He or she lacks that type of education, so they end up giving the money away that they work hard every single day. They're good at working at their job for the paycheck, and they're good at saving money, and then they end up giving that money to somebody that is called a broker, which has no more financial education than they do. They're not real financial investors. They're brokers. Many times they've given the wrong advice, and they will end up losing the money because they don't make money through investing. They make money by having the person's, the passive investor's money into the market. So if you give your money away to somebody to invest it for you, then you lose control. You have no voice on what to do. You're not learning anything. And that's what we want to avoid, not learning anything. We want to actually be a sponge, ask the right questions, learn something every day. In our community, we have different sayings. One of them is, we go to sleep every night smarter than we were yesterday. And that makes us think of ways that we can improve all the time. So we're learning a word a day, right? From the dictionary, there are about half a million words available to us for free. How many words do we really know? So if we study one every single day, we have 365 words by the end of the year. And that is already above the average human being. And as we said before, words are the most powerful tools humans have ever created. So if we can optimize our vocabulary, we can become better communicators. We put effort and energy on learning financial education. We begin to invest, even if it's a small seed that we're planting. I don't care if it's a digital product that you want to build. I don't care what it is. We want to get started and get some results. We want to get a first sale on autopilot while we're sleeping. And the way to do that is by having a system of systems, because I want us to write this down on our memory file right now so we can have it, okay? Marketing is sales via a system. That's what marketing is. And ultimately, right, marketing is putting the product in front of the right customer so that they can grab, go, and repeat on autopilot, meaning that it's a system of system putting that placement in front of the customer that wants that product right now. We don't even need to pretty much tell them that they need it. They already decided. They're just looking for an authority. And that's called targeted marketing, targeted leads. That means that we have studied the preferred client, the exact person that wants what we have, okay? And remember, it's all about solving problems in the world. The second we begin to become more generous, and that's something we're gonna touch bases on today, and we're gonna piggyback, of course, on what we talked about yesterday. So if you haven't watched yesterday's live stream, make sure you go back to our other live streams, because we are providing the good and bad news of money, the business principles that work in all economies, and every single tool that we need in order to build our asset column with speed, meaning that we need to expedite ourselves to wealth quickly. Why? Because if we're not doing it fast and we're doing it wrong, we're not optimizing for everything that we have available. We have AI systems that are free. All we have to do is take control over them. Many of the systems are, they have a free plan. So you can begin to start making money. You know the saying that people like to say all the time, it takes money to make money. I cringe when I hear that because it means that the person has a lack of financial education. Because what it really takes to make money is financial education, is having financial intelligence, which comes from financial literacy. So we need to understand the new rules of money, the history of money, because money has evolved. Today, money is no longer real money. People still think and act like money is still gold. It's not longer real money. It's paper money, fiat money, monopoly money, currency, debt. It's an idea backed up by confidence. It's digital. Today, money is something that we cannot train our minds to see it with our eyes. We have to see it with our minds. And I want us to get that because it's important. Otherwise, you'll have a hard time building your asset column with the ultra wealthy context. We're going to learn about systems, leverage, invest with good debt, build the asset column, learn the new rules of money, right? We have 3 ebooks right now, the 10 new rules of money, how to build cash flow with the internet, turn passive income on, and how to invest in crypto to build wealth. Understanding Bitcoin and blockchain. And remember today, crypto is not just an asset and an asset class to invest for capital gains income. Today, crypto is the new money in town. Crypto is a currency. We can pay each other. We can also pay other businesses. We can buy things. And we can use those gains immediately now. Okay, so the crypto has become a place where we can have our money working for us and liquidate that quickly and have it ready to be spent and put to work somewhere else. Or if we want to buy a liability, maybe we got into a certain crypto to facilitate the expense of a liability that we want to have in our liability column, because it's not about getting rid of liabilities unless we really want to get rid of it. But maybe we like to have that liability. Maybe it's an experience, it's a car that we like to have and we just like to drive it once in a while. But it's for our satisfaction, it's not making us money. Maybe it's a Lambo that we like to have. It's $4,000 per month, so we need to build an asset that will pay for that. That's the way to do it. That's the ultra wealthy mindset, because we're getting it for free at the end. We may put the time at the beginning, of course, to build the asset or to study whichever asset we're going to acquire and buy. Ultimately, we want to buy businesses, right? And sometimes we might find people that have created a business and we buy. And the wealthiest people in the world has, they, the billionaires that have purchased other businesses from other people. They're not even the ones that make the businesses. So, you know, and maybe we don't want to, or some people don't want to become a certain, you know, ultra wealthy, like in the sense of making billions of dollars or trillions of dollars or even millions of dollars. But we can always learn from the ultra wealthy mindset. It's like the same concept of, you know, why would you not learn from a pro athlete, right? If you like sports, even though you're not a professional athlete or you don't have a contract, you're still gonna go watch some videos of pros and learn from them, because we can always learn from the techniques of the masters, because the masters are people who what? Practice every day, train every day. So when people hear the word master, they're like, okay, well, master, and the savvy people understand this. It's about studying every day. It's about acquiring that information and in training and applying it simultaneously. Otherwise, we're going to just be filled with information. We need to apply. We need to take action. we need to not only be consumers. Now it's easy to just stay consumer because we have all this beautiful technology. We can be scrolling down TikTok and other applications all day long, and time passes by because it's almost like a video game. So we need to learn how to filter the information that we're getting into our minds, because remember, we have 24 hours a day, we all do, right? And we need to optimize those 24 hours to the best of our ability to tap into the great life, meaning that we have to work on the four pillars of an extraordinary life, which are health, wealth, love, and happiness. We don't want to ever jeopardize on our health, because even if we were to have all the money in the world, but we don't have the health to enjoy the wealth, and the wealth can buy you the health that you lost, then it makes no sense to ever optimize for something that will hinder something else. So make sure that we're feeding those four pillars, okay, every single day. So in the next 24 hours, what is it going to be in those four things that we're going to be training on? What are we going to be doing? Okay, so we're gonna work on our health. Okay, we're gonna plan to go to the gym from 7 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock. That's gonna be the time where I'm gonna get ready. I'm gonna go to the gym, 30 minutes, 18 minutes, right? If we do 18 minutes per day for the entire year, there is a case study that said that we will be at the top 1% of whatever field that is. So do that with financial education, do that with health, and also love and happiness. And love means what? Self-discipline. Saying yes to our dreams, saying no to distractions. And how do we protect that? By becoming stronger, by reading mentally and physically. Stronger both, right? And as a whole, we have to fill this machine of ours that we have, this temple, with everything that we can put in it that is going to excel us to the next level in a positive manner, okay? Because money magnifies who we are. So if we are building on great patterns and a great foundation from the right data, then once we get an excess of cash flow from all the companies that we're buying or building, then we need to be the right person. Because if you're not the right person, the money's just gonna go and you're gonna be back to point A if you're starting out. Or if you're like many of our partners who already have many businesses, who are already making millions of dollars per year, then what is going to be the next twist on your business? How are you going to scale that to the next level? Do you want to scale it? What is the contribution of life that you be satisfied in saying, I did that, right? Because now if we have excess of cash flow, remember, we are generous. As a wealthy entrepreneur, we have to be generous even before we ever get anything significant. We have to practice generosity, which is very important. So I want to encourage you to start investing in your financial education daily. Have it as an expense, and of course have investing as an expense, and they have to be as priorities. And our value of becoming wealthy is before being comfortable and secure. So we put being wealthy as number one priority, then number two comfortable, and number three secure. Majority of people have it backwards. You look at it. They put secure first, then number two they put comfortable, and number three they put becoming wealthy. They have a secure job, they have employment, they feel comfortable. And then if they have anything left, which they usually don't have energy nor any money left, even though they're saving money, they're not investing in real assets. They're giving their money away to fake assets like the 401k, mutual funds, ETFs. You know how we feel about those here in our community. Those are for the people that lack financial education. Those are for those people that operate solely on the left side of the cash flow circle, the employee and the self-employed. They're working for money, ironically, while they could be learning how to make money. It drives me crazy, because it's almost like people don't want to accept the fact that, hey, we have to deal with money. You're working for a paycheck. Don't tell me you're not going out there every single morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, leaving the people that you like, the things that you love, your bed, etc., for a paycheck. Come on. unless you really love your job. And there are people that actually do love their job, and they're getting paid for those hours that they're putting in, and they're working on their dreams. So great. We're not saying that having a job is a bad thing. In fact, if you have a good job and you're great to the organization, by all means, continue to grow. We always say, you know, work to learn, not necessarily to earn. Don't chase the high paying job just for the check, for the money. Because if you're not learning anything, then happiness is not gonna be there. Because you are disaligned with purpose, with the mission and passions that we have in us. And a lot of people get disaligned in their entire life, and they end up regretting their life. They wish it could like restart, and they're like, it's too late. They have to go now, you know? We all have to check out sometime, and we need to make sure that we are always prepared for an opportunity that may never show up, because that's better than not be prepared. And then the opportunity shows up. Preparation and opportunity meets creates unlimited success, really does. Because from every success that we get, we're going to have another success coming right back from that, right? From that experience, it's going to give us wisdom. It's going to give us data that we're going to use to get us to the next echelon. So it's all about building daily habits, really. It's about taking the next 24 hours seriously about our lives and choices that we're making. What is the plan? What are we going to do in the next 24 hours? Okay, forget the distractions. Start doing push-ups or whatever it is that's going to get us aligned, right? Because the better we feel physically, the better we can do 100%. So you want to be working on health, wealth, love, and happiness every single day. And if you want to learn how to turn your passions into wealth, into having systems that will do the selling and telling for you, then make sure you click the link in the description, get inside of our digital course, How to Build Cash Flow with the Internet Turn Passive Income On. It has 49 chapters, 580 pages long, literally the step-by-step guide on how to go from rags to riches, or how to take any company to the next level. It's a must read for anyone who's listening to this. If you want to create freedom and have the ability to live the life at your own terms, whatever level that may be, not everybody wants to make billions of dollars, but we can always learn from the top people. So everything that we do here inside of our community at Master Investor is to build our asset column, to give power back to all of our partners, to stop this nonsense about telling people, go invest your money somewhere else, and then you feel good. You don't even know what's going on with your money, but you feel good because it makes you feel like you're rich on paper. And if we're not seeing cash flow, and all it's doing is taking money away from your pocket, then that is a liability. It's not an asset. Remember, an asset is a business or an investment that puts money into our pocket whenever we're not working in the form of passive income. And a liability takes money away from us or from our pocket. It's an expense. It's an obligation that we have, and we need to make a payment on that. Now, it doesn't mean that liabilities are bad, and it doesn't mean that we have to shrink our liability column. Like I said earlier, we might want to have those liabilities in there. All we have to do is just figure out how we're going to pay those liabilities without us having to work at a job for a check to pay for the liabilities that we have on our liabilities column, because it wouldn't make sense to not enjoy what you are paying for. That makes no sense. You have to shift your mindset. Today, money is created with debt. Why are people still saving money if the government prints money daily? That's why we're over $34 trillion in debt, national debt. And it's not going to stop. Inflation is going to continue to rise. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to hide and avoid becoming wealthier and taking advantage of the biggest wealth transfer that we're ever going to experience? Because we're literally in the best times that we can ever be alive, due to the fact that everything is so aligned, the technology, the way the economy works, with printing money, with debt. It's all about learning how to put the deal together and how to have good deals, because money is attracted to good deals. Once we understand how to read financial statements, speak the lingo of a businessman or a businesswoman, right? Money is for all of us. We have to deal with money for the rest of our lives. So we need to master money. We need to make sure that money is our slave, that we're telling money what to do, and we're directing it to work for us successfully. So it takes financial education before we can make money through sound investing. It takes literally financial education, and we need to do that every day. So 18 minutes of financial education minimum, 18 minutes of exercise, 18 minutes of self-love, because love, it means that we're contributing something to the world. So I want us to have 18 minutes of your mapping out, like either planning how you're going to give back to the world, right? What are the solutions that we want to provide? And then the other pillar is happiness. And the way we get happy is by what? Aligning ourselves with our passions. We have to create time. If you like to paint, then you need to paint something every day or as much as possible. Learn how to turn those talents into successful businesses. Read our ebook, Get In Right Now. That's why we created this, so you can turn your passions into real businesses that profit for passive income on autopilot. Of course, we cannot call passive income if it's not on autopilot. However, we work to build passive income, but we're not passive investors. There's a big difference between passive income and passive investors. Passive investors are those people who lack financial education, who have fear about investing. And it's not the investment or investing that is risky, it's the investor behind that makes the investment risky or makes investing risky. So the investor ultimately is the asset or liability. And we need to check that ourselves. We are responsible, because here at Master Investor, we're building our assets. Whether we're starting with a small asset, we're maybe starting with affiliate marketing, that's good. That gets you right in front of the entire world in an instant, because the products are already created. The marketing tools are already available for us to start promoting that particular product or products that we want to promote for a certain company, for an exchange of a percentage for every sale that we bring to the table. So now we just have to focus on smart marketing, and we can do that quickly using AI on different social media platforms. And we show you exactly how to do all of that in some of our digital courses. So make sure you join, follow us on all other social media platforms, like I mentioned earlier. And if you have any questions, let us know. We do live consultations, we can record the training, and we're very flexible. We want everyone to start focusing on building their asset column, okay? Don't give your money away, don't lose power. If you have money saved in the bank, what you have to do, invest in your financial education, in your self-development, and not only through our products, but go out there and invest in other people's products and services, like mentors, people that already have been where we want to be. There are a lot of great people in the world. And stop being so skeptical about things. That's another thing. You don't want to be skeptical, because there's a lot of missed opportunity when you act that way. We want to make sure that we're training ourselves to always be open and be nice and likable, charismatic. When we want to do business successfully and have business networking through the roof with the right relationships, then being likable is key. Being extra nice. Now, it doesn't mean that we're going to let others bully us in any shape or form, but it means that we are going to be nice to other people. And business networking, when we put ourselves in those environments, whether we're doing it through a seminar online or maybe we're doing an event somewhere around our area, people are there for the same reason that we're there, to connect, to share experience, information that can give us the next twist. So invest in ourselves is like number one, because no one can take that away from us. So we're continuously going to do that. And then number two, we need to ensure that we're actively investing, because as an inside investor, we are active investors, the opposite of a passive investor. active investors. We're actively investing. We have our own companies. We control those assets in those companies, right? With those companies, and we're investing for passive income. And of course, sometimes we will get capital gains income. But we're going to be focused about creating our companies to become brands. And it means that it has intrinsic value, something that is protected, that no one else can take from the company. It's important that we create something that is unique and protect that. Could be through a patent, intellectual property. Having the legalities in order is key. You want to treat our tiny business, if we're starting out from zero, like a big business. And if we have a big business already, or many big businesses, we have to treat them like tiny businesses, because that's how we become innovating at all times. That's how we innovate in our business organizations, by staying creative, by staying thinking, okay, what's new? Even though we're so big, because think about companies that didn't want to adopt or change or evolve, like Toys R Us. And many companies just fell down the cracks because they didn't want to go into e-commerce. Blockbuster, right? I mean, they could have been the next Netflix if they were smart. So many companies made the mistake of not wanting to change, and we also cannot fall into that trap. As a wealth entrepreneur, we have to always be willing to change and new and evolve, okay? And when we get to that point, constantly, we're going to feel uncomfortable many times. So be comfortable by being uncomfortable. That's another key, okay? In the right way. We have to be around the right group of people, learning something new, right? And be focused on that asset column. Because if you're spending all your day working at a job and getting home and you're tired and you don't have time to even think about starting a business or how you're going to invest your money, so it's just going to be a rat race if you don't build an exit strategy. Now, if you love your job, it's great. You still need to invest. You still need to do the same thing as if the person that hates the job. It has nothing to do with whether you like your job or you don't. Investing is something that we should all do, because at some point, the human being cannot work any longer, right? And at least not like they used to. So the person that is working at a certain job, even though that person likes it, what happens after a certain age? Oh, the pension. Who says that there's going to be anything in the pension if you're putting money in fake assets that you don't even control? And you don't know if that company, those companies and those stocks are going to be relevant in 20, 30 years from now when you decide to retire. Investing for that type of long term is ridiculous and is insane. And if you tell that to a financial educated individual, like everyone here at Master Investor, it sounds very strange. It sounds bad. I mean, it just doesn't sound like a good strategy. It sounds like a bad deal overall. Why would you want to spend the rest of your life working for a paper to try to save money if inflation is rising rapidly, so savings cannot keep up with inflation? So simply put, saving is losing money. If you're just saving money as a strategy to become wealthy, definitely not doing it like that. It's impossible, because you can't keep up with inflation. Regardless of how much you work a day, how much jobs you take, or how much people are willing to pay you, but remember, relying on other people to pay you money is the biggest risk of all. They can fire you anytime, even though we may disagree or the person disagrees with the reason why they got fired. A company can fire a person at any time. So you want to rely your entire future in somebody else's hands, or you want to build your own empire with your family, with your partner? Wouldn't it be nice that you're creating daily memories instead of working at a job somewhere and the other one at another job, and now the family split, not even talking as much anymore? By the time they get home, they're tired. They're doing the same thing 365 days, maybe 1 week out of the entire year. They get to go to vacation, and it's not even that good of a vacation, because by the time you get there, they now start thinking about leaving and going back to work. And then what happens is that a lot of people end up getting divorced, right? And some people do need to get divorced, because there's nothing more insane probably than just being with the wrong person. Like, that must be crazy and a nightmare overall, because if a person is not aligned with your dreams and you can't be yourself around that person. A lot of people are in that situation. They wish they could be themselves, and they cannot be themselves because the person in front of them. And it could be woman or female, right? It doesn't matter. It happens on both genders. And we need to figure out how we're going to improve our asset column. So if you have a partner, you need to talk to your partner and say, hey, we need to work on that asset column. Because the case study that they did in the United States, and I think it was around the world, they said that majority of people get divorced due to lack of money, of course, and lack of talking about money, right? Because if there's a lack of money, it means that there's a lack of talking about money. Anything that you don't give your energy to, you're not pulling in. So if we're talking about money, we're gonna pull it in. And that's why we always say success is something that we attract, not something that we pursue. We attract it by the person we are becoming. And that's why self-development, right, through financial education is important. Every single day, we must be doing something to improve our intellect. And yesterday, we had a great talk that we talked about the difference between crypto and stocks. If you like to see the live stream, make sure you go and search it on our library, okay? But basically, we said that we can survive a financial disaster by being aware of financial bubbles, meaning that we need to learn how to spot opportunities, learn how the economy is repeating itself, because the economy goes up and down, so we're not so worried about the crashes. In fact, we're more excited about the crashes than anybody else, because that's when we're going to capitalize even more. Financial bubbles come and go, therefore we need to be able to move when and how, but know exactly when to do it. To get financial bubbles, we must invest in our financial education. And today, we're going to be speaking about profit is always made by a skilled investor. Turning a bad investor into a great investor requires financial intelligence. Summary: the secret to a successful investing strategy is to keep in mind that there's no right or incorrect response. Make sure we comprehend both long and short positions before making an investment. Being able to simultaneously hold two opposing views is a sign of a sound investment approach. We're going to be speaking a little bit about paper assets today, because there are five different asset classes that exist, and we cover them all here inside of our community at Master Investor, because we encourage everyone to diversify among the five different asset classes to hedge for inflation and protect ourselves from down economies and actually win in down economies, okay? So we don't want to put all of our eggs in one basket, in one asset class, because that is too dangerous, it's too risky in case the economy crashes on or the market goes down a certain asset class, and then we want to have something else that is bringing in passive income even when an asset class is not doing well. So there are five asset classes that exist. Number one, real estate. Number two, business. Number three, crypto. Number four, paper assets. Number five, commodities. Today we're gonna be covering a little bit about paper assets, but overall it's about building the asset column, all right? Teaching children to live in a world of right or wrong is one of the issues with education. That isn't clever and it is not realistic. Similar to real life, there are frequently multiple options or solutions in the realm of investing. There is one correct response in the classroom. Teachers search for the correct answers when grading tests. If our correct response match those of our teacher, we are also regarded as intelligent in school. We are a student. If the answers we provided match those of the teacher in books. The basis of academic education is the notion that there is only one correct answer. There are multiple correct answers in real life. For instance, for most people, 1 + 1 = 2. But for somebody else, the answer would be 11. For this reason, many are poor and only a small percentage are wealthy. For that main reason, not being able to innovate think outside the box and unlearn and learn new things. It's all about being able to evolve, because if somebody taught something to us back then, it doesn't mean that it's going to work now. That's why we need to update ourselves, just like we update our softwares on our smart devices, due to the fact that the small percentage of those who reach our financial goals are those who are willing to unlearn all ideas and philosophies about money and adopt the new rules of money with appropriate wealthy context, which is more important than content, which requires devotion into learning daily about financial education. Exactly what we're doing here today. So congratulations for everybody that's listening and watching this right now, because we're doing something that majority of people are not doing, and that's why our future ahead is much brighter than anybody else, because we have total freedom. Majority of people are not free. Like I said, they work the entire day at a job. Maybe they like it, maybe they don't like it. However, they're still leaving their house, the most, supposedly according to them, the things that they love the most. But if that was the case, then they'll figure a way out so that they can enjoy this time right now with those people that they love, okay? Because it's important that we create those memories. And if you already have a family, right, you can actually begin to talk about money. And if you have kids, then begin to discuss that at the dinner table with the kids. Explain what is cash flow, what is an asset, what is a liability. Play a game, get a Monopoly game. Talk about money all the time. Be comfortable, because it's important as a family to manage and learn how money is created. Money is a tool that we are going to use for the rest of our lives. And it's a tool to multiply things, it's a multiplier. Let's use it as a multiplier to our lives. So whatever we want, we're gonna use money to get us there. We're gonna use it the right way. We're gonna multiply it in different manners. We can buy assets, we can acquire systems, right? We can get the things that we need in order to live the life that we want, so that we can actually tap into ultimate happiness in the good life, having health, wealth, love, and happiness. Well-made investment or well-made investor. Good or terrible investments don't exist. There are only good or bad investors. Stated differently, the value of the investment depends entirely on us. The capacity to hold two opposing ideas simultaneously in the mind and still be able to function is the test of first-rate intelligence. It is not new to discuss opposing viewpoints. Let's take a different approach. We know that all coins have three sides, the edge, the heads, and the tails. Most people only two sides. The smartest individuals are able to view things from both sides and live on the edge. Many graduates of schools hold the belief that there can only be one correct solution. Traditional schooling closes students' brains instead of opening them. After school, children come to believe in a binary world of good or bad, black or white, intelligent or stupid. This is the main cause of the dislike of education felt by a large number of people, even many A students. Students only see one side of an issue if they never reach the edge or the point of view where they can see both sides. One response, one viewpoint, and one point of view. The capacity to examine financial matters from multiple perceptives and approach the topic from a variety of angles is known as financial intelligence. Here we describe the measure of a first-rate intelligence as the ability to hold two opposed ideas in the mind at the same time. Put another way, the concept of right and evil that is taught in schools is illogical. It is actually foolish, because right and wrong fails to consider the opposing viewpoint. The foundation of all conflicts, debates, divorces, discontent, aggressiveness, violence, and war is the concept of right against wrong. A sound investment plan takes both long and short positions into consideration. There are many opposites in the finance industry, such as income and expenses, assets and liabilities, and bull and bear markets. We frequently categorize these polarities in our environment as either positive or evil. We don't have a right hand and a wrong hand. We have a right hand and a left hand. Let's explain this further detail in how it relates to investing. For example, let's say Joe, Carla, and the oil price. To better understand this notion, let's examine relative example of an investment opportunity. There are two kinds of individuals, Carla and Joe. Every day, Joe drives to his place of employment. He has income and cost in his life, just like everyone else. The price of oil rises far from Joe's residence. When he visits the gas station the following day, he notices that the price of gas has increased. And even if he isn't aware of the factors driving up the price of oil, for Joe, this is significant because a rise in petrol prices means paying more money out of his pocket. Without any fault of his own, Joe will have to lower his monthly cash flow in order to cover this cost increase. So in other words, he has to get paid out of his profit, out of his bottom line, whatever he has left. So now he has less money. Let's now examine Carla's circumstances. Carla made an oil well investment a few years ago. As Joe's oil price rose, Carla's oil price rose as well. Carla didn't even have to move a finger, but her monthly checks from the oil well increased rather than decrease her cash flow. There are two perspectives to this one occurrence. Depending on our point of view, the recent spike in the price of oil may or may not be good news. It is critical to comprehend this in relation to the stock market. A large portion of an investor's wealth is invested in plans like an IRA or 401k, which makes them pleased in rising markets and sad in falling ones. Like I said, those are fake assets. Those assets are created for the employees and the self-employees, those who have no time to invest in their financial education, and therefore they have no real skills to invest to make passive income and capital gains income, because it's like learning or attempting to drive without having done it at least once, not having any manual, any instruction to it. So those vehicles were created for employees and soldiers so that they wouldn't be encouraged to invest in the stock market. It was created by the government ultimately, and they're fake assets. They don't put any money into the investor's pocket. And today, pensions are different than before. As we know, pensions now work. You have to put in the money in first as an employee. And then if you do, they match you. The employer matches you. But if you put $0, which that's majority of the cases, people put no money into their pension plans. They're not really pension plans. They're liabilities. They're savings accounts. But a lot of them end up putting their money there because they have no other notion of how to invest except doing that, and they feel like they're doing something, and they go and work hard for their money when they can actually put it to work successfully and see the cash flow. And it's all about tapping into those direct sales, as we said before. In order to make $1 million a year, just to use it as a reference point, not to say that everyone wants to make $1 million, but it's just naive not to mention it, because like I mentioned earlier, that we need to learn even from the greaters, like the top people that are doing what we want to do or that have already been there. And they're like the greatest at that craft. Who are those people? We need to read about them. We need to get to know them, whether they have videos. We need to learn about the techniques. What is their day-to-day? What is their routine? Success leaves clues, as the saying goes, which is very true. I love that saying because it is true. You can always pay attention, and we can always have a better team. We can always look, and we can always become a better person by investing in our vocabulary and, of course, having the right group of people around us. We have to have the right information coming our way on a daily basis. Recall that we wish to abandon the idea that investments are good or bad. Rather, we ought to acknowledge that they are only antitheses to one another. Once we grasp that, we may benefit from both sides. The markets cannot be made to move in a way that suits our desires. However, what if there was a way for us to add more assets to our column as the market declines? What if we were able to take advantage of a market decline? Marcus Fun, the wise investor. Right, and this is the inside investor. This is an additional instance of financial knowledge elucidated by means of short and long positions. Millions of people will want to get the brand new Z9 phone that a well-known mobile phone manufacturer is about to release. However, the CA version is currently being sold by the mobile phone business, and buyers are grabbing it daily for $600. Marco understands that the present ZA model will almost completely become outdated when the new Z9 model is released after learning about the new phone. Marco believes that when the new one arrives, it will only sell for a half of the $600 it presently sells for. Let's think about how Marco may profit from this situation, given his desire to invest without using any money and his knowledge of the future. Marco starts by speaking with Zem, who no longer needs her ZA phone. Marco gets Zem to lend it to him for a few months. Marco just promises to provide Zem a ZA phone soon. He doesn't pay her for it. Thus, Marco's borrowed phone is now included in his asset column. But since he still owes Zem the money, it also appears in his liability column. Marco is going to take that ZA phone and put it up for $600 on the list. Marco finds a buyer in a matter of days, and he ships it for $600. Marco's phone is now is no longer listed in his assets. He has the $600 he recently made from selling the phone instead. He still owes Zem the phone, as shown in the liabilities column. As Marco had predicted, the price of the ZA phone drops shortly after the debut of the new Z9 phone. The ZA is currently only $300 on eBay. Marco then pays $300 for it and gives Zem back the ZA phone. Zem is pleased that Marco followed through on their arrangement and earned $300 without having to make any initial investments. And that is an example that it does not take money to make money. It takes financial education that we can make money. And we can raise capital, because the job number one of a wealthy entrepreneur is to raise capital. The number one skill is to sell without selling, using systems and smart marketing. And the number one job of an inside investor or a master investor is to make money work hard through sound investing. Long and short of positions. We want to acquire something and hold onto it so that we can profit when its value rises, when we expect that its price will rise. However, we prefer to borrow something rather than buy it when we think its price will drop. That positions us to benefit from price reductions. We will see that Marco bought low and sold high. When we examine his actions with the phone in detail, we refer to this conventional strategy of purchasing low and selling high as a long position. Although the transaction in our case was comparable, It became a short position since we borrowed money, sold it, bought it, and then gave it back. The advantage of short positions is that they enable us to make money regardless of the state of the market. The conventional wisdom is that we save money and pay off our debt, which is the worst type of strategy in order to build wealth, because today money is created with debt. We have to be in as much debt as possible because all debt is tax-free, and we are okay with having liabilities, we are okay with having expenses. We want to increase all of that, but we first need to focus on that asset column so that we can pay for all those liabilities that we want to have and all those expenses, right? And so we just continue to compound that asset column with real assets that our companies control, and adopt the context of the ultra wealthy. However, as we have covered in this section, owning anything if we believe its worth will decrease is not a smart idea. We don't want to possess something when we know its worth will drop, like the dollar drops every day, because it was separated on August 15, 1971 by President Richard Nixon, which separated the gold standard from the US dollar. From that point forward, money became monopoly money, fiat money. And just an idea backed up by confidence. We need to understand that. So money becomes debt, right, after 1971. So the economy changes, the entire world changes. And now we can literally do the same thing that the government does, which is print money. We can have freedom units. We can use other people's money, OPM, legally, right? Just like Marco did here with the fund. And also we can use the bank's money, other people's money. That's the saver's money. It's also the bank's money, because the more assets that the bank has, they can lend more money. The banks are in the business of lending money, but they just want to make sure that the investor behind the business is sane and understands what he or she is doing. That's why we need to have financial education, because to be quite frankly, the bankers do not care about our GPA or our grades at school. They care about our financial statement. That's our financial card, you know, it's our financial statement. That's what they care about. If we understand the lingo of money, if we understand the difference between a real asset and a liability, so that we can manage that debt that they're going to lend us. They cannot do it themselves. This is a capitalist system. And an inside investor ultimately is a capitalist. Master investor is a capitalist. We're here for a profit and to give back to the world, to solve problems in the world. And of course, we will have our philanthropy always with us, giving back to the world, okay, in causes that we want to improve. And we want to do that because we are passionate about those things. So money can give us a lot of happiness as long as we have the right context and we are becoming the right people. We would like to borrow it instead, right? So if we know that if it's gonna go down in value, we like to borrow it instead of buying it. We don't want to buy something that is just dropped in value. So instead of putting money in your savings account, you should just be buying gold or silver or something that will increase, or even crypto, right? And make sure you invest in your financial education before you do any of your investments, but put it to work. Invest in your financial education so that you can put your money to work successfully. What is financial intelligence? There are numerous ways to define and interpret intelligence. For the sake of this article and talk, financial intelligence is simply the capacity to see the world of money from a variety of angles and viewpoints rather than falling into the trap of a right or wrong world that is promoted by our schools and others operating with the poor mindset context. There's no right or wrong, good or bad about the stock market rising or any type of economy, right? Or any type of asset class that we're speaking about. The collapse of the real estate market is neither good nor bad, right or wrong. But there are three different cash flow patterns in financial statements from different economic classes, from the poor, middle class, and wealthy. We want to focus on building the assets column with sound assets that we control with our companies. And that way we can tap into the cash flow pattern of the wealthy, as you can see on our diagram here on the screen, if you're watching this on our live stream right now, because We're doing live stream on YouTube and other platforms as well, Rumble, Twitch, and Kick as well, and as many as we can. We're going to continue to add more, but we're also doing a podcast, and we're sharing a diagram right now of the cash flow pattern of the wealthy class. So if you'd like to see the diagram, make sure you go to our website and you'll be able to see the diagram. But basically, it shows a financial statement, and it shows the balance sheet, it shows the income statement, and the asset column is what drives the income into our income column. It is up to us, the shred investor, to decide if our investments are profitable or not. We have the upper hand. Gaining knowledge gives us a lot more power, and we can only gain knowledge through actively investing. Our control is given, and actively investing meaning that we are doing it. We're not giving our money away to anybody. We're doing it. We're incorporating our company. Like I said before, even if we're starting small with a digital product or we're doing affiliate marketing, we're going to run that income through our company business account, because we want to run it as passive income so that we can utilize the tax code and the corporate law to minimize taxes legally to zero, okay? In many instances, our control is given to someone else if we decide not to pursue financial education and live in a world where everything is dogmatically right or wrong. The level of self-actualization is the greatest level of human existence. The ability to confront the world with a lack of prejudice and an acceptance of facts is known as self-actualization. There may be more than one correct response. For example, a person who achieves self-actualization and becomes a good investor is also given rather than taken. It is in people's tendency to become takers rather than givers when they are living in dread and do not feel safe. The lesson is, our intelligence will increase if we keep an open mind to divergent viewpoints. Our ignorance is in charge if our thinking is closed to different viewpoints, knowledge or ignorance. It is a deliberate decision on our part to be able to accept different points of view and maintain an open mind, and one that has the power to change our destiny and open doors for us. Thus, the next time an opportunity presents itself, consider what a wise investor will do. It could be time to further our financial knowledge if we don't already know. Make sure to click the link somewhere in the description. I appreciate you spending time with me today on this amazing talk on money, business, and investing. Let me know if you have any feedback for us. I appreciate you participating on our talks and just being involved in building the asset column like the ultra wealthy. Let's start focusing on our goals every single day. We need to have a plan of action that we can follow through every single day so that we can have our life manifested the way we want to. We're literally creating and being the author, and we're attracting success. We're attracting money, the right partners, and so forth. Bringing you the good and bad news on money, the business principles that work in all economies. Remember, we must have financial education so that we can improve our financial intelligence. When we do that, then we can solve financial problems and we can create passive income. Majority of people never get to tap into passive income and therefore never get to experience true wealth, which is measured in time. What is the free time that we have, and how much can we go? How many months, how many years can we go with this lifestyle that we have without shrinking and be able to thrive without worrying about paying the bills, because our assets are paying for those bills for the next X, Y, and Z years. That is our wealth number. So figure out what type of lifestyle we want to have. And to make $1 million a year, we need to make a little over $2,750 per day. And we're right there above $1 million and positive cash flow every single year. So it's not that much when you break it down like that. In fact, one high ticket item can give you that and more if you do it through affiliate marketing. Stay extraordinary and wealthy. I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.